It's time for Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN and Big Radio getting together with a Tuesday conversation. Today, FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
I'm sure you're very, very busy. Last week, Nurses Week. This week is National Hospital Week. What can you tell us about all that goes on with this?
Well, it'd be my pleasure. This week is really the nation's largest healthcare event and celebrates all of our dedicated professionals in this field, which is both inside the hospital and outside the hospital. And special note and a shout out to all of our emergency medical services providers because their week overlaps with this week as well. But this week, This week is really an opportunity to highlight the nation's hospitals, health systems, all of the healthcare workers, and the innovative ways that they're supporting and connected to our community. And it really began in 1921 when a magazine editor suggested that more information about hospitals might alleviate the public's fears about all of the shrouded information back in that time. Of course, we're really transparent today, which I believe is a very good thing, that consumers can find out anything they want to know about their providers and hospitals.
How long has FHN Memorial Hospital been serving patients in Northwest Illinois, Mark?
It's been quite a long time. If you wanted a real detailed history, you can refer to our website at fhn.org. But a couple of dates are in 1902, it started as the Globe Hospital, which was a 40-bed hospital on the upper part of Stevenson Street in Freeport. 1904, a school of nursing opened with just seven women. In 1924, it was taken over by the Deaconess Society and Evangelical Church for the big sum of $22,500. And in 1960, the original building was demolished and a new north wing was developed, and we changed the name to Freeport Memorial Hospital. And then in 2003, it changed to just FHN to reflect that we're caring for more than just the folks outside of inside and outside of Freeport. And it's also been a good opportunity. I wanted to mention that the hospital has always been locally focused and locally owned, so all of the decisions are made by people living within this community about how we deliver health care.
How refreshing that is. And it must be wonderful. I know you've been there quite a while, Mark, but to dig into the history of the hospital and how it's intermingled with the city and the association with churches and nuns and that type of thing. Always fascinating how hospitals come around. FHN, more than FHN Memorial Hospital today, you kind of alluded to this a little bit, Mark, but what or where does FHN operate and just what types of services are offered?
Where it comes to delivering health care to the community, we know that has to happen outside of the hospital doors. A lot of times in the hospital is when you have an urgent or emerging concern, a good thing would be like delivering a child or having a baby. But oftentimes, not everybody's visiting for the best reasons. And so if we can keep people healthier and keep them out of the hospital, that's actually better for everyone. So we have our Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center at the hospital campus, and we have 11 family health care centers that offer both primary and specialty care spread throughout our region. We have a hospice, our FHN Family Counseling Center for outpatient mental health services. We have a joint venture with Physicians of Media Care for urgent care, and we have other joint ventures such as our Wound Centers for Healing, because we know that people have just a lot of needs, and the more that we can meet those needs, that's our mission and that's our vision to deliver that healthcare excellence.
Cover a lot of ground there. What are some of the great things going on at FHN these days?
That's always a tough question because there's so much good that's happening. I'd probably take a little bit of a tangent and say anything good that's happened at this organization or at FHN has been because of the people that are working here. It's their ideas, their willingness to bring forward innovation and look at what is it that our families really need. So one of the recent developments we had is a brand new cardiac catheterization lab. We relocated our women's health services to our Burchard Hills location to be able to give them a little bit more space and be able to provide some enhanced services there. We opened a new Joe Davies County Family Health Center in Stockton, which now allows for digital imaging and a little bit more convenient location, as well as a number of awards that people have earned just celebrating our care. We continue to increase our surgical capabilities by enhancing our OR. We're working on a team-based care initiative to make sure that we're really meeting people's needs as a team and not just leaving it to just a few folks responsible for that, and including patients in the care. So there's just so many things that are happening on a regular basis here that makes me proud of the people.
Yeah, always moving forward, and it sounds like always listening to patients and trying to bring the best care. And I'm so sure some of these patients are a number of generations deep into families that have been in the Freeport area for a long time. We're visiting with Mark Ridley today, FHN President and CEO, as part of Dial-A-Doc today. Tell us, Mark, I know FHN is a very committed community partner. What are some of the types of things your employees are involved with in the community?
Well, our employees are involved in so many things, and quite honestly, there's things that we don't know about, but they're encouraged to join local community boards. We have a great partnership with many organizations. We have a Connect the Dots program, which is doors of team support, which interfaces with over 30 different agencies with how we can help support patients and their families. We have a close relationship with the YMCA of Northwest Illinois, and we work with them in offering the Healthy Kids health fair each year. We provide free health screenings offered at different locations throughout our area, our Festival of Trees events, our ongoing speaker series and presentations. And I think what's really important for us is to acknowledge that many of our employees go deep several generations, not just for our patients, but at times we as employees are patients and our families are patients as well. So where it comes to healthcare in our community, we take it very personally, and supporting our community is part of our role and our mission and responsibility to get out there and make sure we're doing all we can to help everybody.
It's wonderful. You're interwoven with the community, and a lot of things come up in those types of meetings and crossing paths with people. So that's a wonderful thing. The theme this year for National Hospital Week is We Are Healthcare. What do you think that theme applies, how it applies at FHN, if you would, Mark?
I think that helps us to really keep the focus on being innovative and looking at different ways to be able to support the needs of our patients in our community. So many of the things we learned during the surges during COVID-19 is that we can't always provide that direct in-person care for just wellness and well-being. So how do we provide some of those services? And our hospital was very busy with COVID-19 patients, so it wasn't a good place to hold education classes. So some different things that we came up with is how can we have, like, our dietitian here do a live stream event that could be live streamed in Forreston or Mount Carroll or Stockton or Savannah or any of our other community locations so that people could get together and be able to get that information without necessarily being exposed to any high-risk patients in the hospital and keeping that traffic down. And that was really the people thinking about, okay, what are better ways to keep things moving forward without allowing that disruption to sidetrack and avoid making sure that people were not getting ill and or staying well and they didn't need to come in for services. So we always want to think about our families first and foremost. So that's looking at those small things that we can do for patients, as well as the real life-saving examples. There's so many stories that are out there, and we don't do it alone. We have to rely on a lot of our community partners, whether that be our nursing homes, assisted care, our rehabilitation facilities, our partnership with the police department, the fire department, and local EMS providers. It's really a team. So when we talk about We Are Healthcare, it's not just our organization. It's all of us working together.
I'll ask you two questions at once here, Mark. Mark Ridley, FHN President and CEO. How can listeners find out more about all the great things FHN has to offer? And also, what can they do to help at FHN?
Well, certainly continue to listen to radio interviews like this one and listening in to your station. Our Insight magazine goes out to quite a few individuals through our area and households, and that should be coming out in the next couple weeks. And we try and feature some of the recent enhancements that we have, as well as some of the best place to go to is www.fhn.org to see what's happening on our website as well as our Facebook page. What listeners can do to help FHN is certainly staying well and making sure they prioritize the health of themselves and their families. They can refer friends and family to our services, as well as we're always looking for talented people that are invested in the community to join our team. So we would welcome people into our workforce to continue to serve the community. Volunteer services are always an opportunity, contributing to our FHN Foundation. And also, it's a fun thing to do to network with people is come and enjoy the events that we have.
Certainly. National Hospital Week. We've been visiting with Mark Gridley, FHN President and CEO. Fascinating to hear all the things you have to say, Mark. All of the things you're involved with in the community and all the things you offer, very impressive. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's Mark Gridley, FHN President and CEO, and that's Dial-A-Doc today.